I lost my job. And so I was living in my parents' home because they both passed away. My siblings, we all agreed that I'd move in there. And my older brother calls me and he says, I need you to move out of the house.
Wow. What a Thanksgiving story that is. And welcome to Thanksgiving here at the Intentional Living Center. We're going to hear the rest of Sally's story and Rick as we pull from the archives a couple callers from this past year that I think exemplify people stepping in, talking about God's blessing, love for people, things to be thankful for. And we'll hear those stories as well as yours. You're welcome to share a story with us online. Just either go to theintentionallife.com or call our story line at 888-888-1717.
Welcome to Intentional Living and Happy Thanksgiving. Our operators are home with their families today, but you can still call our story line and tell us how being thankful has impacted your life. Our number is toll-free, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
Okay, thank you, Kurt, and happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend, and appreciate your good work this last year, along with Steve and Stephen and Sally and the rest of the team here. We're going to be celebrating with our families as well today, but we're here to visit with you during this half hour. As I mentioned, we have a couple calls from our archives. We'll be sharing with you, Sally and Rick. A little bit later, my pastor is going to be stopping by and sharing with us the impact of a thankful life, and Pastor Mark will be here later in the program. You know, every day we get an opportunity to be on the air and talk about God's goodness and focusing on what it means to live intentionally. And, you know, today's a day where we probably, as if you're with your family, you'll be sharing things you're thankful for. And if you're alone, I hope you'll share with someone, reach out to someone in your community, your neighborhood, online or on the phone, let them know what you're thankful for. But we kind of focus a lot of thankfulness on a day like today. And I would encourage us to think beyond today. Tomorrow, as Black Friday hits and everybody's out shopping, crazy spending for the Christmas season, and into December, all the stress that every day that we maintain, whatever it is that we're feeling today about thankfulness, will become an attitude that permeates the fabric of our life and our interactions, not only on a Thanksgiving day, but every day of the year. Okay? In addition to some turkey and dressing in some football games. How's that sound? Share your story with us again at 888-888-1717.
Hi, Randy. This is Barb from Michigan. I lost 50 pounds over the period of last year because I had kids who were getting married and I had to fit in a dress. Since then, I have gained back 20 of those pounds. And my goal this year is to lose those 20 plus an additional 30. And I'm watching what I'm eating, and I want to get weight down so that I can run easily because I've rediscovered how much I love running. And, hey, I could use your prayers because I tell you, overeating is a difficult bug to kick because you got to eat. If I didn't have to eat, I wouldn't have a problem. Thanks. Bye.
Well, you're very welcome. You know, we have a special phone line that's been installed right here into the Intentional Living Center where these testimonies come in, these stories of what God is doing. We want you to take advantage of it. 24 hours a day, if God's teaching you something, you learn something you want to share, allow us the opportunity to put it back on the air for others to benefit from. Or if you have a question for me, that allows me to hook up with you, maybe even talk on the air with a question. You can call 888-888-1717 anytime, 24 hours a day. We got Sally on the line today from Texas. Sally, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
You've been on a journey. Tell us what's been going on in your life.
Oh, wow. I've just been through a lot. And through all this, I know that God is just showing me more and more. In February, I lost my job, and they closed the company I was working for. And so I was living in my parents' home because they both passed away. And so my siblings, we all agreed that I'd move in there. And my older brother calls me, and he says, I need you to move out of the house.
Mm.
It was very awful. It was a feeling I have never felt. I really felt like vomiting. But I know that God gave me that peace And
Before you move on, your brother gives you 30-day notice, and you feel so ill. Do you feel like you're going to be sick? Was it betrayal? Was it anger? Was it just, what was it? What was that feeling?
Betrayal.
Like, here's my brother could do this to me.
Yes, and that's because there's 8 of us.
Oh. And so they're thinking, hey, we got mom and dad's house here. We got to get some income out of this. We can't just have sister living in there for free.
Yes, and it was more of taking care of the younger brother in the family.
Yeah.
And
what have you learned through this, Sally? You had to move out. Where'd you go, and what's been going on in your life?
I had my children living with me, and I could not sleep, and I called one of my sisters, and she's the one that's been helping me through all this. She couldn't believe it, and so I got to praying, and she was praying, and then I get together with some of the ladies here in my town, and it's a prayer group, and so we were all praying, and I called Charles Stanley. Prayer, and the man who prayed for me says he asked God that he would give me a pillow where my children and I could lay our heads on. And man, that prayer was so strong. In the third day after my brother had called and told me to move out, I found a home.
Wow, good for you. And this is through your friendships. These are people that loved you and cared for you, who came alongside and helped you move from being evicted from your family's home to a place that you could stay and have a place for a pillow for your kids' heads.
Yes, God was just showing me more and more. But the hard thing is, and it still is, I cannot believe how our family has turned, is that we all came from a Christian home. And after our parents passed away, it's like everything has been forgotten. And it's to the material. Now it's material stuff, and that bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
But through all this hurt, I can still love my brothers and sisters, and I can still pray for them.
Good for you. And I'll tell you what, Sally, I've seen this over my years of working with people, that sometimes the mom and dad of a family kind of are the glue that hold everything together. And they become sort of the sun, with all of the planets being the kids, and they revolve around mom and dad's values and beliefs and all of that until the sun is gone, or until the mom and dad are gone, and then they fly out into space and do their own thing, which is a reminder. Let me just say this to every parent today. If you guys as parents, or as a mom or dad individually, have built your home around you guys being the controllers of everything, you're controlling your kids, what they believe, what they say, what they do, to the extent that they don't incorporate it into their own lives, they don't have it as their own center of their own lives, then when you're gone, or when they're gone into college or wherever, they have nothing to hang on to, because it's either the guilt of I'm not measuring up to mom and dad, and that only lasts for so long, or it's going to be the ingrained personal values that they hang on to. And I think Sally's call is a reminder of that. And the other thing, Sally, is to linger for a moment that friendships are sometimes the key that help us through difficult times. Family members are sometimes not there, but friends can be, friends who stand with us, and that's a precious thing that we need to hang on to. Thank you for sharing your story, Sally. We wish you the very best on your journey, and that God will continue to provide for you and your children.
Oh, yes, and anyone out there, and I'm a single mom, and I just feel when I see all these people that have lost their homes, you know, I felt those people's pain when my brother said, you need to move out.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage everyone out there to stay focused on God, and God will provide.
Yeah, and that's the lesson, you know, I think that we take away from your story today, that God is with us even when sometimes our family isn't, you know, and that's a key. Sally, thank you for your call, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you too. Thank you.
Dr. Carlson, can't thank you guys enough for the program that you put on. I'm a sales consultant, and I'm in my car all day long, and I just can't tell you how you encourage me on a day-to-day basis. And I wanted to comment on intentional living and getting back to the basics. For me, was just being thankful as much as possible. In the morning when I wake up, I choose to focus on what I'm thankful for and not what my life is lacking. And also, at the end of the day, when I close my eyes and I say my prayers with my kids, I'm also focusing more on and lifting up what we're thankful for in each other. And ever since we've been focused on thankfulness, we've seen a lot more love in our family life, and we feel closer to God that way. So thankfulness, I think, is extremely important.
Hey, wow. Thank you for sharing your story with us. To hear what God is doing in your life, tell us what's happening in your life intentionally when you call 888-888-1717. Randy Carlson here from the Intentional Living Center, a place of prayer and research, encouragement and study, and a place where we teach and learn together, and of course, do our broadcast on living intentionally around the world, and it's a privilege to do it. By the way, those of you who come alongside and support the ministry or on this journey for yourself, allowing us to come along and mentor you, we welcome you every day. Hope you're enjoying the monthly CD teachings, by the way. I hope they're encouraging you. That's the intent, and that's why we do it. Let's get back to calls here. Rick is on the line in Georgia. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, good. Talk to me. What's your question today?
About 4 years ago, I had surrendered my life to Christ, completely surrendered.
Good.
And when I was praying and reading the Word of God a lot, I would start crying a lot, you know. And this went on for, still does, but it went on a couple of years, and I just got kind of worried about it if it was something unusual, you know. I didn't want to ask any other men that they went through this, you know, with Christ through reading the Bible or through prayer, or, you know, and sometimes the Holy Spirit just comes upon me and overwhelms me, and just, it's just like deep down inside, I just get overwhelmed and tears start coming out, you know. It's not a hurt crying, it's a joyful noise, and it's like the Lord, it seems like, has led me to a few verses saying, you know, this is okay, this is normal, this is part of brokenness, you know, because I was healed from a 45-year drug addiction problem that I had, and he, praise God, he healed me from it.
Well, and I'd have a few tears, too.
It's normal.
Yeah, I'd have a few tears, too. Hey, listen, you know, we know psychologically sometimes emotions that overflow can be a symptom of other things, but let me ask you, in your life, are you sleeping well? Is your life good? Is your thinking clear? Are you doing well in your life?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, just abundantly. I mean, I am just really, really abundantly. I did have depression at one time during my drug abuse, since I was diagnosed with it and was on medication for it. But after I surrendered to Christ, I don't have that no more.
All right, so you're not wrestling with depression. Your thinking is clear. Life is good. You don't have any concern other than when you read the Scripture, you feel overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit, and it results in some emotion and tears.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what's going on.
Well, is that a good thing for you? I mean, does that draw you closer to him?
I was kind of like at first, kind of worried about it. You know, I knew that God had healed me from my depression and my, you know, because I spent so much of my life feeling that void, filling with drugs and other things of the world. And then after I surrendered to Christ, you know, he replaced it with his Spirit.
Yeah.
And it just seems like at times, you know, when I'm reading the Word, it just overwhelms me, and from deep down inside, you know, and it's just a feeling that I get. It's not bad or anything. I did worry about it at first, you know, because I thought maybe I was worshiping wrong or doing something wrong here, but God let me know in my spirit it's okay, that this is all right. So I'm not stopping doing what's going on. I don't want to, you know, avoid it. I thought maybe I was at one time over-emotional about things, but the more this goes on, the more happier, you know, the more better things are getting in my life.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, Rick, you know, I look at, there's a passage, one of my best characters in the Old Testament is Nehemiah, and it says after he got some disturbing news about what was going on in his hometown, it said he sat down and he wept, he mourned, and he prayed and fasted, and it shows that at least for a month. And so I think we need more times and opportunities to feel overwhelmed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and allow the emotions that sometimes get blocked in our life, like pores that get blocked, to be free. If you're concerned about your symptoms of emotionality in terms of other things going on in your life, you may talk to your pastor about that. But in terms of reading the Scripture and what you're reading overcoming you to the point where it results in an emotional response, if you're not concerned, I would continue to experience what God is allowing you to experience. And maybe this is a whole new thing for you. Remember, for years, maybe you stuffed it with drugs and alcohol, and the emotions get stuffed as well. And now you're really experiencing God's goodness in your life.
Yeah, I was very, very cold-blooded. I was been on the street since I was 15 and in L.A., and there's just, you know, several things that I don't feel good about of what I did to support my drug habits, you know. And
well, see, what you got to do,
Rick,
what you got to do here now is take all that you're learning, all that you're experiencing, and turn it outward to help other people. And
Well, God's blessed me with doing that in ministry.
And that's the intentional living part of life. And if we had more men who've been through stuff like you've been through, brought to tears when they read Scripture, we'd all be better off. Thanks for your call, Rick. Appreciate it. God bless you. And we'll keep praying.
God bless y'all.
We'll keep praying for you. Bye-bye.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, one of the great things about Thanksgiving is it's a time to be thankful. So, what are you thankful for? If you have a story how being thankful has impacted your life, then call our toll-free story line at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Randy has a chat with his pastor, Mark Ressler, how thankfulness can have a huge impact on your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Normally, I share with you one thing, but today, three things on this Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Dr. Randy Carlson, founder of the Intentional Living Center.
You know, there are three things that you and I can do today to give thanks to the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done." Can I encourage you today with your family or maybe online or talking to someone on the phone to make sure that God is the center of your Thanksgiving and call on His name? Make this a time of prayer today as you give thanks, but also allow His name to be a part of your life. And then share a testimony of what God has done in your life. Robert Lintner once said, "Thanksgiving was never meant to be shut up in a single day." So I encourage you to take the thankfulness of your heart into the rest of your life. For Intentional Living, I'm Randy Carlson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Steve Tanner for Intentional Living. Since it's Thanksgiving Day, we wanted to share a bit of George Washington's 1789 Thanksgiving Proclamation, in which he said, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God. Now therefore I do recommend and assign this day to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions. Given under my hand, George Washington, at the city of New York, the third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1789. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Welcome back to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Have you joined our Facebook family yet? It's a great place to ask questions, find answers, have people praying for you, and just hang out with a bunch of great people who, like you, want to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. So go to theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Randy?
Thanks, Kurt, and welcome back on this Thanksgiving Day to the Intentional Living Center, focusing on the impact of a thankful life. My pastor, Pastor Mark, will be here in just a few minutes to share his perspective on how a thankful life can make a difference. It really can. in our attitude, in our relationships, in our spiritual growth, and our family makes a difference. And tomorrow, I'm pleased to announce that Dr. Richard Blackaby from Experiencing God will be with me as we talk about experiencing God in the home. Very appropriate for this holiday weekend. By the way, tomorrow being Black Friday, just a reminder, you don't personally have to put every business back into the black financially, okay? That's not a personal goal, and I hope you don't make that an intentional goal that you and your family personally save the economy. You know what I'm saying? That you think about the long term here yourself. Because we love you. We want the best for you. And I know it's easy to get caught up in the demands and the expectations of Christmas and the deals and layaways and all the things, but stop, put a plan together. If I can give you one piece of advice financially for Christmas, make a budget, have it written out, limit yourself to what you're going to spend, and don't spend one dime beyond that, because that'll help you experience a little more freedom, a little more peace, and a little more joy during this Christmas season.
Hi, Dr. Carlson, this is Laura, and you were just speaking with a gentleman who has not been a Christian very long, and it's getting a little frustrating, feeling that he doesn't quite measure up. What gets me through those very low periods of time is, instead of asking the Lord for forgiveness always, thanking him for the opportunity to ask him for forgiveness and thanking him for the sacrifices that he put Jesus on the cross for us, so that we are able to be forgiven for the sins of our day-to-day lives, for even the little white lies. Thank you very much for listening to me, and have a really good day.
Thanksgiving Day, when we hear the testimonies of people who are sharing what God has done in their life and their thankfulness, I was thinking about how thankfulness can change our lives. It can impact our spirits, our relationship with other people. And certainly we're commanded as Christians to be thankful. And I invited my pastor to come in and help us wrap up this Thanksgiving Day. Pastor Mark, welcome to Intentional Living Center today.
Thank you, Randy. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and all of our listeners.
Yeah, it's a day for families. Appreciate you breaking away to be with us. We're thinking thankfulness. And what's been your experience about the power of thankfulness and how it impacts our lives?
Well, I think it has an incredible impact on our lives. I want to read from two books real quickly, okay, just to frame the conversation. The first one is from the Bible, Psalm 100, and my heading says a psalm of thanksgiving. Seemingly that would be appropriate. Here's what it says: make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Gosh, I was convicted just riding over here thinking about how many times I'm simply not thankful. Yeah. And so I knew what I was going to share today with you and with the good folks that are listening, and that is, what if we woke up tomorrow and we only had the things that we gave thanks for today? So on the way over here, I was thankful for my car. I even was thankful for my glasses. You know, yeah. I can't see well anymore. I was blessed with 20/10 vision, but it's about 22,000 now. So have you ever just given thanks for your glasses, Randy?
I haven't, but that's a good idea.
I don't think I ever did until today. My bed, my wife, my kids, my little dog, Jenny, my house, my car. You can actually spend so much time giving thanks, it's unbelievable. Mm. And when you're giving thanks, it's really hard to feel sorry for yourself. So here's the second thing I want to read. It's from a book entitled Green, Growing Deep in a Shallow World, Archbishop Harry Goodhue from Sydney, from Australia. He was the Archbishop of Sydney. I was just with him in Cape Town, South Africa, just really one of the finest men I've ever known. And he's talking about this whole attitude of being joyful and thankful. And here's what he writes. He says, I was talking to a man who was the Australian representative for a third world charity, a ministry to the poor. I told him how very strange and difficult I find it when I travel to really poor countries, and there I come across Christians who are poverty-stricken, yet they seem to rejoice continually in the Lord. I said to him, these people say these sorts of things, and I've often felt like saying, I see where I live and what I have, and yet I see where you live and what you don't have. I know the Lord is good, but the difference between us is very great. This man responded, "Well, I was foolish enough to actually say that to an African woman on one occasion. She looked me straight in the face and she said, 'Do you mean to tell me that you know that the great Lord God of the universe gave his son for you and you can't rejoice in every situation?'" Bishop Goodhue walks away saying, "I walked away with my tail tucked between my legs." And then he says, "God promises to provide what we need, and we should thank him for all his provision."
Boy,
that really convicted me when I heard that. You mean to say that the great God of heaven and earth gave his only begotten son, and we can't be thankful for every situation? You know, it's easy to give thanks when things go well, easy to give thanks when your team wins football games, easy to give thanks when your kids are doing well and everything's going well. The really challenging thing is to give thanks with a grateful heart when things don't go so well.
Absolutely.
And so I think the way this impacts our lives is we cultivate an attitude of gratitude, as we thank God daily for all the blessings he's given us, we can just go on and on. And so.
Well, you know, Mark, when we wrap up our program, we talk about one thing. You know, what one thing can you do as a result of what you've heard today that would make a difference in your life? That's being intentional, what one thing. And I was thinking, your thought at the beginning there is powerful. What if today around the table while you're eating, you thought about tomorrow we will only have those things that we're thankful for today? Boy, that really changes the thought of the fact that we're thankful for everything, like you say, from glasses to your car to your family.
Your bed at night, just lying down in bed and say, "Lord, I thank you so much for this bed."
Well, let me say I'm thankful for you. Thank you for your ministry. And Don and I get to sit under Mark's teaching every week, and we appreciate your leadership and all the good work you do at the church.
And I, you as well, and I intend to be intentional because I'm interacting
there
with you. Thank you. God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, I know that you guys are talking about what we'd be really thankful for, and what I would honestly have to say is I'm thankful for finding the radio station and listening to Intentional Living. Not only has it impacted my life, that I am trying to make the changes that I need to make, been sharing with my aunt and uncle, and it has actually helped me tremendously, helped me deal with my girls, helped me deal, I mean, just with a lot of things.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for telling us that on this day. We are just here and committed to continue to encourage you and bring you hope. What we believe is that God is intentional. He's not random or chaotic. And would we choose to live intentionally in our lives, meaning that we figured out what pleases him and then out of obedience living our lives following him, it makes a huge difference. I've seen it, folks, in the lives of thousands of people. And it can be in your life as well, in the simple things and in the big things. Intentional living. Again, thanks for being with us on this very, very special day. And we'll be back on Black Friday. And we're going to squeeze every dollar until it screams. And we'll see you then.